I was leaving my room, something fell, and it was like my shamanic staff with a little trinket that someone had given me, like fell over my mesa and, or my altar space and landed on the floor. And I got the idea that they may have passed. So I did a quick little ceremony and then went down to do my stream. And during that stream, all of a sudden, like my camera would disconnect and you would just see my logo with me talking. And that happened like two times, a couple times on air. And I finally said, I got the impression I had to tell the story of what happened. Later on that day, I took the trinket, I took it with my mesa, I met someone for lunch, but before I did, I went in and I put this in my office underneath my big mesa spread. And when I came back, when I picked my mesa up, all the stones from inside the mesa just fell out, which is virtually impossible because it's like they're in there, it's folded once, folded twice, folded three times, folded a fourth time. So it made it from the inside all the way out, and they all fell out at the same time. So I was like, okay. So at that night, it was a beautiful full moon. This is all on Friday, Friday night, and I just took all the stones. I did a special ceremony with them all. I added the item for my friend who passed to the mesa, so that's not actually in my mesa spread. And it was just really magical because every time with the full moon that I would take my Kintu leaves, I would hold them up to the moon, and just for that moment, like the moon popped out from behind a cloud, shined down on the Kintu, and as soon as I was done, like there was another cloud in front of the moon. And that happened for like 20 different little stones and things that went into this mesa and the new mesa that we built.
Oh,
And it was like super, super magical.
wow. And as all this is happening to him, I have on that same day, I've been experiencing some of the powerful energies of the full moon kind of leading up to that. And then I was sitting at home just kind of doing a little bit of energy manipulation in with this really powerful energy that I hadn't experienced since my initial tapped into these energies. I was doing things that freak a lot of people out. Like I could physically manipulate objects, like telekinesis type stuff, and just really powerful energy manipulations. But even then, when I was doing all of that, I got this sense that all of that was just sort of like this tip of an iceberg, and that this vast, vast power was underneath it. And so I just got to that point of like I was just concentrating energy into small spaces. Like I think this would like electrocute someone right now. And I remembered all of that, like all these memories that had seemingly been sort of suppressed. And my experience was more really
I forgot that it was an eclipse on top of that. Well, like a really good. Full moon. It's not too late. You can get out and experience. On another fun note, we were talking about how different ways you can work with the moon's energy, like
center at HHH,
yep.
a
stuff that is all really good.
And sacred of all of that stuff. What do you recommend for people that
the hollow bone, and when you're in there and they're energy to flow through you and not. And then it creates. That will help a lot anytime you feel overwhelmed.
It was a Zen Buddhist. Like, for example, it noise and maybe like an explosion. So saying be like the air and a wall there that whatever it is will just space. If you're just the space for that stuff to
think of yourself like the conductor that like not that you have to do anything specifically with it, but you just yeah, ownership's the word I want to use. Like full
big turning point for me when things got a lot more powerful and I was able to do a lot more. Kind of intense for your spirit of the cow, do your thing. Or
a good magical experience, validation.
Yeah, I know. Put it in their head and like pluck the thing to their body and all that. Kind of as a passing thing. I was like, oh yeah, and the eagle, an eagle showed up and did this and. Be the like embodiment of the creator, but also. It in passing, it was like the most significant thing for her during that session. Is when we can share these experiences with too afraid to kind of speak on that stuff, and we miss out on a lot.
Readings and everything. Sometimes I would get some. Be the most significant thing, but on the homework, like one time it was a hummingbird just came up and I didn't have any energy. Reading was hummingbird, even though we didn't speak about it at all. Yeah. So like it's not a
it seems to be a theme that happens with a lot is that you have all this stuff that, thing. Yeah. So who knows, maybe
important to the client that you're serving, so day-to-day things, going to the grocery store. Entire life. So we're all beings. Intuition to bring lightness to the world.
Come on, spirit, bring it back.
Well, while it's coming, if you're making comments, we're my cameraman behind the scenes.
For example, more and more people are becoming aware of what the term empath means. It's kind of interesting waters because
see, especially in the States. The symptoms matter too. Matter. Possibilities that create on how are you? Real don't care.
Like kind of exchange, like good evening, good afternoon, or whatever. You know, instead of like that's what you might say to like some long time. It's a white. Really sensitive, and that had happened to me a couple got kind of peaceful, like a bit down.
Might be a great yeah.